And we will continue to follow the news today in Dayton and El Paso, elsewhere in the show. But now to some other news. Congress made hemp legal across the country last year. It's a plant that's very similar to marijuana, but hemp has less THC, which is the chemical that makes you high. Hemp is used to make products such as clothes, animal feed, and these days, CBD. Federal agencies are still working on regulations, but some states already allow farmers to grow hemp. And as Madeline Beck reports, this comes with plenty of risks.
Soggy crops, seed fraud, and uncertainty. Those are only a few of the challenges facing the nation's blooming hemp industry.
I started getting questions like crazy. It was all over the place, my emails, my phone.
That's Philip Alberti with the University of Illinois Extension. Illinois is joining other states, including Oregon, Colorado, and Pennsylvania, in licensing hemp growing this year. More than 500 producers in Illinois alone are okay to plant more than 13,000 acres. Hemp is a hardy plant, but Alberti says the Midwest's torrential rains were brutal.
Hemp likes water, but it doesn't like wet feet. And, you know, this year has been, for the most part, you know, unprecedented.
Add to that, faulty seeds. Farmers around the state have reported getting seeds that don't germinate well or aren't what they ordered. And those seeds can easily cost more than $10,000 a pound, generally shipped from Colorado, Canada, or Europe. If seeds all sprout, it can fetch a pretty penny as fibers for clothes or industrial materials, grains for food, or CBD, an oil popularized for many health benefits, proven or not. For hemp growers in Illinois, Alberti says,
I think it's safe to assume north than 90-95% of those applications were with the intent of doing it for CBD.
But while CBD's market has skyrocketed, it's hard to build an industry on a crop that hasn't been produced in the U.S. for decades. Hemp machinery and production facilities can be hard to come by. Take it from Jeff Whaling, chairman of the National Hemp Association, who helped to legalize hemp growing.
There is no harvesting equipment. There isn't a huge seed supply. There is no decortication facilities, which are necessary components to tear this crop apart into its raw components.
He says there are small processors out there, but overall, Whaling cautions farmers to have a buyer before they risk everything on a crop that has insufficient insurance options, few bank and lending options, and no real guarantees.
I would hate to see farmers wanting to jump into hemp and there not be a marketplace. So, you know, be cautioned, buyer beware are words that I use continuously as we move forward.
Consider this. If a farmer grows hemp for CBD, they need female plants only, which produce CBD-infused flowers. If male plants come along, either from a mixed seed batch or from a neighboring hemp field, they'll pollinate the flower and ruin the crop.
Pollen from hemp can drift as far as 7, 10, some say as far as 20 miles.
And we don't know how certain hemp varieties behave in different climates. If it makes too much THC, the plant will have to be destroyed. That's considered marijuana. So Whaling wants the U.S. Department of Agriculture to take several things into account while coming up with federal hemp rules expected next year, like seed regulation, growing transparency, interstate commerce rules, banking issues. But some hemp growers in Illinois have already had luck. In the western part of the state, Andy Houston had a greenhouse with 90,000 hemp seedlings to be planted across a few nearby acres.
There's a strong possibility that you could grow somewhere between $20,000 and $55,000 an acre off of hemp.
Houston is a sixth-generation farmer, and he's one of the few people in Illinois who grew hemp last year as a research test pilot. From that crop, he had seeds to sell this year. And he got experience to share with farmers he works with. He even bought his own CBD extraction machine to process in-house.
With the acres that we have, it should keep our oil extractor going for 12 months.
Like many others, Houston had to harvest it by hand last year. But he's trying a disc mower this year, something used in hay, and trying to limit weeds. Without approved pesticides, hemp has to be grown organically. So while Houston's hemp has been doing well, he's still growing corn and soybeans, and still figuring things out.
I think I will probably be learning about hemp for the rest of my life, but that's what makes it pretty interesting.
But farming is just the beginning of a new hemp industry in the United States. It won't skyrocket overnight, but expect more hemp products, from lip balms to plastic, to hit the shelves in the coming months and years. For Here and Now, I'm Madeline Beck.
And Madeline reported the story for Harvest Public Media.